Antigua and Barbuda real estate headlines. Savills Research expands global advisory reach relevant to AG market. Savills Research provides advice and analysis to clients across the UK and globally, with specialists in commercial, residential, and rural property research. AG real estate professionals can leverage Savills' global research expertise to benchmark local commercial, residential, and rural property trends against international standards. Review Savills research methodologies at the source URL to inform your AG property analysis frameworks. Antigua and Barbuda real estate headlines. Henley Global outlines premium real estate investment options in Antigua and Barbuda. Henley Global has published a guide covering everything investors need to know about premium real estate investment opportunities in Antigua and Barbuda. Real estate professionals in AG can use this resource to better advise international clients exploring citizenship-linked property investments. Review the full investment guide at www.henleyglobal.com/citizenship-investment/Antigua-Barbuda/real-estate to stay current on premium offerings. Antigua and Barbuda real estate headlines. AG enforces mandatory development permits for all land projects. A valid development permit is now required for all land development in Antigua and Barbuda, including house construction, land subdivision, and commercial projects, regardless of other approvals held. Real estate professionals must verify clients have valid development permits before any land transaction or project begins to avoid legal complications and deal delays. Review permit requirements at the source before advising clients on development timelines. Antigua and Barbuda real estate headlines. Compete Caribbean Partnership Facility boosts AG's economic resilience. Compete Caribbean supports economic development and private sector growth across the Caribbean, including Antigua and Barbuda, through tailored projects that help local businesses boost productivity, adopt innovative practices, and improve competitiveness in sectors like tourism and technology. Stronger business productivity and competitiveness in tourism and technology sectors drive property demand, investment flows, and development opportunities for real estate professionals in AG. Review how Compete Caribbean's AG initiatives may shape sector growth at competecaribbean.org/projects/Antigua-Barbuda. Antigua and Barbuda real estate headlines. Land Registry Department, central repository for all AG land records. The Land Registry Department serves as the repository of all land records for Antigua and Barbuda, receiving and processing all documents and applications pertaining to land in the territory. Real estate professionals in AG rely on this department for critical due diligence, title verification, and transaction processing on every property deal. Bookmark the Land Registry listing for quick reference on record access and processing requirements. dlidirectdirectories.com/landregistry/. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the PEX reserve assumption. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what a percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral. exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.